Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I could hook you up if you want to be an Uber driver. Be CEO of your own car. I could hook you up. I could hook you up. I could hook you up. Be CEO of your own car. Of Uber? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, but you could be CEO of your own car. I could hook you up. Uber? Yeah, that's my grandmother's name. My grandma. Uber? Yeah, that's my grandmother's name. My grandma. I could hook you up. Did you move? No! 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 Did you move? Yo, bitches! I said they were bitches.
No, no.
For a bitch, or a bitch, or a bitch. They gave me 3 stars like a bunch of bitches. Bitches.
No, no.
Bitches.
No, no.
Bitches.
No, no.
Bunch of bitches. Bitches. Bitches.
No, no.
Bitches.
No, no.
Bitches.
No, no.
Careful. Bunch of bitches. I have shingles again. Bunch of bitches. Bunch of bitches. Bunch of bitches. Bunch of bitches. Bunch of bitches.
Oh, are you sure you look like
a bunch of bitches?
Oh, are you sure you look like
a bitch? You know, I could hook you up if you want to be an Uber driver. Be CEO of your own car. I could hook you up. I could hook you up. I could hook you up. Be CEO of your own car. Bitches. I said they were bitches.
No, no.
Bunch of bitches.
Did you move?
No! Careful. Bunch of bitches.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Got the fan off. We got the fan on the microphone. Rocking it out here for you. What's going to happen tonight? I don't know. You bought a ticket. You're listening. You're strapped in. Or you can just click somewhere else and go somewhere else. It's okay with me because it's no skin on my back. My knee, my little pinky. I'm just having a good time. Put my word out there. Because maybe you feel your word. Got to get out there too. You got to say, I can get to my word. But my word's not going anywhere. No one's listening to my word. I have one follower and it's my shadow. My shadow does not click like. But I like what I'm doing. I like what I'm rocking. I like that I get everything rocking, everything except a glass of water that I'm going to need in just a minute before I jump around and slam against the wall and break the fourth fabric of society that I live around. Fabric of society, fabric of society, this depravity, depravity, slavity, and slavity, and slavity, they sleep you pee, they mess with your mind and see, telling you got ADD, decay crazy, you tight, what you go forth, and you flavy, open up banana streets, you do what you do, you do, you feel your heart's feel these years. You feel come straight from your creature creole, your inner all, more ancient, native, your lineage speak to thee. Everyone that lived before put together the words that come, oh what's in store, what you put, your implore, your creation see. You think it's some digital lineal LSP that IBM put together with the Nazi. Put you all on their number spree. We get ye, you think we know you just played the great Lee. Rising up to fight the oppressee. Oppression. When people put into the mess, they mix on. They just want to drop the bombs. They don't want the gums. Don't want no one to see eye to eye be as they flood in the tunnels with water see. These sorties to be hostages and terry floating with fishery. It's not the way it should be. Humanity seems to be seduced. Ali with the military. I'll dog these. Put the ball to stop. How much time? What's got going on here with your rhyme? What's got going on to see? Can't fill the world with the blood of hypocrisy. Everybody wants to put them forward, say the sacrificially. They say there's so many more babies that are happening here, but they've limited the amount of babies that your spermatozoids be. As you think you can create, and so much you place to see. Your place needs be. Hold on to your 5G. Hold back to your growing B. Within the numbers B. The numbers declinery. Humanity be the plan, the parentery, the ones to keep the humans from standing up, see, the ones with the minds, the brains be, the ones that can't be forced to mesmerize, lack of the leaves, ones that stand up for what they believe, not lost in the land of the trees. The drastic by you see, hold you by the land up against the trees, with their heightened degrees. You want to see what they say the law of the land be? What someone so deceptively hurts one with one mind, one's words be? As they hear chasing around censorishly, it's what you see, what you find be the ramparts be, running down the gates be the individuality, cannot hold back against the Me Too gluttony, gluttons be as they unfold the street. You want to choose the facts with me, you listening close to the radio show with Governor JB Pesky. Be me on the mic, Mr. Isaacary, coming here, but I've got no middle hand B. I've got my two on the table C, nothing hidden up my sleeve, cause you see I'm not here in a world of deceit, because everybody's got to understand B. Everything from creation got B. Doesn't always react, please, but there's cameras on you and me. So behave these, the ancient ones, the ones from the past, the ones from the last, the ones from the past, the ones from the ones of the undercontrast, the ones of the seas, the tsunamis bees, the ones they pull out to the center of the seas, the ones who have lived with the smokes of the past, the ones with the fires that are coming to your tracks. Everything here, what you front is the sea. You're gonna exist fire when the volcano talks to me. Humanity, be driven to the most destructive parts, be living on a rock of destructive plagiarity. Do you think we live in the factory of pizzeria with the dough it needs be on the surface, be we're just humans running around understanding our needs, fulfilling our greeds. You think we got everything under control of these? With the roaming fleas, with the bigger PBs. Micrometer, a core to go, oh Lord, gonna bring it on life, gonna do it tonight, but I got to do my backups, the miracups, galacups, what's got going here, when my music gets to track ups, when the bass, the beats don't wanna be so neat, so I got to put the mutes, please, click these, unclick these, but black, into there, go. I work with what I got. I got my spurk, I got my two hands. So what when I'm lonely, you may jerk, but what can I do? I'm my own clerk of my ideas as I twerk upon the world. What you wanna go over my corner and lurk? What's on my fence, my rent, my criminality? What you wanna hear, broke is my privacy, my travesty. What's a travesty? What AC. Let's together and build this calm sea. We don't need calamity. We want to be together in heartfelt privacy. Before the earth throws another slap at humanity. Before we got to run away from Mr. Tsunami. Mr. Tsunami. What's going on? As the work is stopped. Days frozen in time, frozen in the rock, frozen in time. The day we talking to Mr. Tsunami, I'm... What they're gonna push the buttons, let the Satan please. What's got going on to the back of the planet, please? No more humanity, destructing the surface, these killing the animals, they run for shelter, these. It's just July 4th, please. It's a day of liberty, such loud shock, such loud truck. What we're putting in the waters, it's just a grok. Everything you want to say here, which is struck. Everything you want to see, it's more important to own a Glock. Everything what you see, safely walk your block. Everything you want to go, what, tell me how it's you to talk. Everything you want to see, you've got to live the golden rule to please. We've got to find more than they put in the charts, their pleiades. What's got going in our own creation, these. What we can do when our cables waggle, these. Everything that's got going, center, please. Center stage, I'm just not some age. I'm not just daring to put forth or put forth my rage. I'm just one to perform for what I see. It's everything, so I've got to re-educate me. I've got to put myself, my arrows in line. I've got to put myself on my own chart in time. Everything we want for the sake of see. You see, you ignore yourself, it's a crime, see. You've got to find a way to educate me. Put yourself in your shelf and yourself be. Pull the books and take the look what you have in thee. Find a way, educationality. Don't neglect your future, see. Your future thee, your future be, your future me, your future see. What's got going here for to save the way is what I've got going for fee. But I've got to get to see, I've got to chase down that degree. I've got to get more for what I've got to see. More than what's the scientific reality, more than what's the paperwork worth to me. More to me, more what I can understand, more than I of say see. Not just some YouTube educationality, it's something on paper stand with my name C. Everything what is not institutionally, what you see, what together we be. More spent so smart, what's got going the art, I'm pulling together the science side. Whatever rush. Hey guys. Alright, you're listening to we got Governor Brodsky on the microphone. It's a show. I think it's called Governor Brodsky. The Smoke Rules Radio, depending on how many joints I've smoked it beforehand. I am bringing forth what I can do from the earth and from what I see out there in ways I can help people with words that maybe, hopefully, uplift you. Because I'm telling you, a lot of these words I pull out, they help uplift me. I too have my own difficulties in the world. So I've got to say words of encouragement to myself. Because there's not always going to be my loving mother there, loving friends there, loving anybody there. I've got to be the one to love myself first. And, you know, like, 600 things does not always include knowing my drum machine really, really well. It's on a random thing. I just, like, describe a pattern. Different beats there. It's like, does this go up one? to the next one and see if they fit. Yeah, that does something. On the mic with my ace, the what do I chase? The good times, it's my place. I put myself, my where, my what, face to face. I've come to here, I'm here to smooth out carace, 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 carose. What's got coming from me as I owe? Oh man, oh, you were almost professional there. I know I need water.
Where we lead our technology.
Radio Cosmo, Radio walkie-talkie, what you want to talk to me? We're on the battlefield, boom, bop, ski. Everything with the ghost drums, bop, ski. Everybody's on the dead on the field, but Bob and me. I've got a B talking to the central office B. Where they gonna send me? It's my walkie-talkie. What you see? What in the future be? Evolution to the cell phone G. Coming now for in the middle of all fall. As the drones attack and kill millions and billions of people, the drone warfare increases. As the people get extinguished by the drone warfare, the technology to fight back increases. The technology to fight back increases. Technology to fight back. They want to say y'all crack smoking under the bridge. Where their idea is a fake conspiracy theoretically. What you gotta learn to be, listen to Z, don't listen to Z, listen to me. I've got the proper informationality. I've got the Ministry of Truth. It'll tell you it will destroy the bismuth. Boil away any anti-information like cancer. I'm sorry, me. We believe in liberty for our number one party of lunacy. Say something, I didn't hear you under your breath, B. There's not an answer tomorrow. There's not an answer today. Just like you've got to do this in your life. You must do that in your life. If you don't, what's going on? Someone else is playing your chords. Someone else is going to find their way to lead you somewhere. I got MIDI on my side. MIDI track number, hold on. Number 32. I think this is, of course, mixed lexic, the artist. There's an artist who passed away, DMX. Oh, man. This is his sound bank. You can get it for the Uno drum. One of the sound banks they got on there. And then you can juice it up. Somewhere they're like, oh, it's funny. Until you find something that fits the situation. Because you gotta let the world know you're here. I mean, when I, like, hey, I need to build a pyramid. I'm like, for one person? Is for one? Maybe for a lot of people. I'll build a pyramid that fit a lot of people in it. That'll last a long tsunami song. Like, that's not a binding contract. It's just a really cool thing, possibility. You start doing your business law, and you're like, anything I say is not a binding contract at the end of anything you say. Just because I said something out to the universe, only at that echelon in time, it's gregarious. I'm like, oh yeah, well go spell it first, and then look it up. Because you gotta just win. You know, you gotta have the most winnable argument out of any situation. That's just life. That's just you're up against a tiger. Hi, tiger. Meow. What's gonna happen next? Does your lineage continue on past the mauling of a tiger? You know? Do we survive these, like, killer whales that the Nazca people even, like, drew on their pottery? They had, like, the big killer whale, and they had people's heads inside of it going down the tail. They're like, whoa. They're, like, just trying to fish, but the killer whale, it was, hey, you chase deer for more yummy than fish. You know, killer whale is, like, it runs the coast. You don't say anything against the killer whale. There's like, hi, killer whale. Like, even in that Nazca line, they have like the whale, and they have like a head inside the whale, like they found in the pottery. It's so like, people, you gotta understand the earth. You don't know how many people have been here before us. There's just been so many awesome, awesome things. So don't get caught up in stupid things. Be doing cool stuff. Don't just be a slave to another. Be a slave to yourself. And that's all. And if yourself says, like, well, you gotta, like, be a slave to your wife, you're like, well, you're a slave to yourself. That's saying, like, you gotta do that. You gotta be your own slave first. If you can't be the one to tell yourself to do something and actually do it and hold to it, that's not just the thing. It's not just like the get up out of bed and do stuff. It's like, no. Hey, what do I need to get up and out of bed for? It's so comfy. When you want to follow through on stuff in the world, you're like, oh man, I haven't done this or that in this time, and get things all doubt and getting yourself organized. Oh boy, I'll tell you, it's not simple-tastic. McGee, Fred Louise, you know, you get me there? Like, the world is, you gotta make it up. So it's like an adventure. So just in case you didn't know, I will see if there's more, like, singable tracks on here instead of just give me advice on how to live. Like, y'all just ain't figured out how to live, so I'll just tell you. I mean, I'll tell, like, Florida, use your turn signals. Like, please use your turn signals. I like it, Florida. I do. Please use your turn signal. Like, it's common sense. You let someone know where you're going when you're a big, giant, metal, heavy object. When you're walking down the street, you know, I don't care. If you're on a bicycle, it'd be really cool, too. There's turn signals for bikes. You know, it's just... And there's not many things that irk me in the war. I mean, except for, like, you know, dictatorships being set up by other groups to keep turmoil happening in multiple parts of the country. Like, that's upsetting. You know, like, crimes against humanity, generally, all of them are upsetting to me. There's not, like, one of them where I'm like, you know, that one's not really a crime. I mean, humans are hungry. And so humans, like, do whatever for food, and so much so that they, like, conquer other humans and take their resources for food and greed and what have you. And humans just have this hunger for conquering. Like, just look at the Romans. Like, you ain't got anybody like the Romans. Like, the Berber Britain tried to be like the Romans. You know, they tried. Like, all these countries, I think, after the Romans, they tried, hey, we're all like the Romans. Like, no. The Romans were the most horrible amoeba of, like, science and technology that ever lived on the planet. That would just engulf civilizations that people just don't even hear anymore. You know, Carthaginians, right? Like, history lesson. They, like, made the boats, the same boats that the Romans ended up using. They couldn't even steer them as well, but they put this big old arm and a spike on it. Like, board their ship and, yeah, bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you for the boat. I mean, that's the thing is the humans have to be conquerors or they will be conquered. It sucks. No, I think it sucks. I don't think it's fair at all. I think it's super lame. Why should I have to conquer in order not to be conquered? You know, but you look at it. All these civilizations are playing the peaceful movement, but they're at the end of the Temple Mount of Masada, where they all these invading forces, you know, just make a ramp right up to your wall. You know? Thank you. Come again. You know, it's just, there is always going to be someone trying to attack you unless you're the one attacking everybody else and conquering and incorporating them. It's just a fact. Over and over again, all these city-states, this group that had a lot of money and a lot of people, went this direction. Why? To ransack those cities. I mean, maybe get some people along the way, right? But really, like, those cities had wealth, and it was heard about. So, hey, Infidel Grabber, well, and so it's like these giant mobile armies of destruction would just keep stealing each other's money back and forth. Like, if some of this gold, like, even looking at the gold of the crown jewels, they anoint the queen every, like, 600 years. Like, how many different sources did some of that gold come from? It's like someone from this part of the world or that part of the world. They got a little gold from everywhere conquered, brought down forth. People are doing their sheepskin in the water for a few months to collect gold flakes. I mean, try it. I mean, that's what they figured out at Midas. They're like, oh, that's what they would do. They would do the sheepskin in the water, in the little stream that goes by, and it collects all the little gold flakes, and then you pull it out after a few months, whatever, and you just shave it off, and you're like, oh, there you go. Real passive system. That's so cool. Just learning about the earth is so wonderful. Learning that there's groups that want to tell us that this is how it is. Since day one, since you were born, some people are, they have the answer. I have the answer. We want to form your opinion for you. People that are forming your opinion for you, they're like, hey, let me tell you what kind of opinion you should have. You're like, what about that bridge in the jungle we're about to cross? What's your opinion on that thing? It's like, well, you know, four people fell off it, I heard, and some of, you know, it's broken on four sides. Like, oh, okay, that might be a helpful opinion, right? I mean, opinions, you know, I don't know, I'm looking at something from my point of view, and I don't know. From where you're standing, I don't know. It might be an M.C. Escher kind of situation where from each person's perspective, it's a whole other world. Literally. Right? Painted and all. We tried to put M.C. Escher in the 3D program and the internet broke. M.C. Escher broke the internet. Because he can't. He's got the mathematics to do it. It's just like so many of my heroes that I listened to as comedians were just so, like, drugged up, I never, like, realized. It's like, I cannot attain the level of, like, animacy that Robin Williams had. There's just so much into it. It's like, yeah, Robin, just go. And you're just like, whoa, that guy. Yeah, he's got a laundry bill. A lot of powder's going through that place. You know, it's just, hey, I don't mean to say it's tough, but when you're performing all the time, a lot of these musicians have just pushed all these drugs. It's just like, you know, just, hey, it's here for you to help you do your thing, but it doesn't help anybody. It never has really helped anybody. I mean, ask Amy Winehouse. Did it help you? No rehab, huh? No, that's sad to say no. It's saying that, hey, you're not going to make it to 27. We're going to mess with you. Sick stuff. You know, you think these people just off and do their thing. They're gross, horrible people out there that hurt people just because they want to be the one that hurt them. You know, George Bush Senior there at the JFK assassination. Hey, what are you doing? I'm just hanging out. You know, just a family thing. What's going on, kid? JFK Junior plane crash. It's just basically, it's like once you realize you're like really famous, don't get in a plane anymore. Like, you've got to get in the plane with a whole bunch of nuns, a whole bunch of, like, blessed people that you know have a purpose in the universe once they touch down. Like, once you're, like, the marked man, like, what's the guy that supposedly had a grenade went off on him in the airplane. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, my regular driver is not here, but look, a grenade. You know, it's, See the body. Not a baby, there actually is a body. But maybe there isn't. You know, these kind of things, I don't really know. I don't have answers to, because I don't really want to know the full truth to what happened to the violin that got stolen. You know, they stole the man's violin. Yeah? Didn't the hand grenade go off in his airplane? What about that story? You know, hey, I'm leading a giant armed force approved by this country. And the thing is, you can't really prove, like, facial recognition too well from airplane, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I'm not the forensic guy, but I'm just, like, thinking, when airplanes go down, they destroy a lot of things. I guess it's all dental records and such. But it's just like, okay, we'll make you disappear, and we'll keep your driver, too, because the driver, his regular driver wasn't on that plane. That's one thing, like, you got to keep my driver. He knows a little too much. He lives, too. No one will miss him at all. But he's got a few videotapes in a few places, and he said 30 years, and I said okay. He's hey, I wanna help the bully down the street get better weapons. Let him play with my old toys, with these humans. There's his father, there's Blair, you Blair. Play with these old toys, with that guy with the brand new toy. I mean, it's horrible. It's not even like a fighting back. It's just like, hey, let's just shoot indiscriminately at civilians that we think are Russian speaking or running in trains or just trying to flee. We're not going to be able to defeat these other guys. But they want you to see their town. They say, hey, look, coming to a town near you if you don't obey. I'm going to acclimate people to destroy towns. Depleted uranium clouds. Which one? The first one. Oh, they turned off all the radio things. What? Oh, all our radiation detectors just broke last week. Funny thing. We'll get them working in a month or two. I mean, the thing is, you gotta believe people with guns. I mean, you know, Kamara says the man with a gun, right? Like, hey. Pink Floyd was not so famous just because they're time travelers. But, like, they're real. Like, Dark Side of the Moon? Dude, some of that stuff they're saying about the Dark Side of the Moon in that album. Like, dude. Maybe just, like, too many NASA engineers just, like, listen to that album. So let's make it come true. Star Trek had its little StarTAC flip phone. Beam me, baby. You know, things just make sense. Like, looking at, like, pyramids and such, and I'm like, only the pyramids. I mean, it's weird. Some of them have the same base size. Okay, I get that. Okay, sure. But basically, all human engineering since the first mud mound had to be wider at the base, and then it gets smaller towards the top. Since the mud mound, since we were kids, you know, just the pyramid is not some weird shape that only happens. It's like, no, it's the shape that makes sense. And it's funny. It's some of the funniest things in the world. That these civilizations, they're separated by so much time, they just don't really even realize how much time there was even before them. They've got their stories, and we have our stories that are constantly being rewritten, and we're just like, yeah, okay, maybe everything they told us was a lie. But let's continue on. I mean, it's not like the Easter Bunny coming down the chimney. You know, jumping on the Thanksgiving feast. Well, how do we know? Some society in the future wants to crisscross everything. Read things backwards in some manuscript. I mean, like right now it's cool. We got digital. Digital's never, ever going away. Like, it's impossible. Because there's so much backup digital all over the entire planet, everywhere. Like, you can blow up parts of the planet and it will float in space until it's turned on. Maybe. You know, etched in lasers on disk. You know, some things that are like perfectly perfect. Because it's really, I think people say like the aliens are like trying to control us or do what have you, It's just people want you to think there's aliens so they can get away with stuff. They want to play on the lie. I mean, if there are aliens, they're scared of us, man. Maybe they got some cool tech, right? But dude, humans, they took out the long skull people and murdered them, right? So, let's see how humans like playing. You know, like humans, we lived Neanderthals for a while. Then we conquered, created, made it, destroyed. Like Neanderthals ran all the humans out of the Britain or England or Isles area, something like that. That area, part of Europe. And then, you know, they came back. Humans came back. You know, it's like we've been here doing our things for a while. A lot of us don't understand how we can be the way we are. And there are some that have talked about that we've been upgraded. We've been upgrad. It's Uberman. Upgraded. You know, he's changed a few things about us, helped us with this and that. Or maybe we just evolved for a little while longer on an island where we had to swim constantly. Constantly, constantly, over generation, generation, and generation, generation of forced swimmers is what perhaps was the final. I mean, you know, the Nephilim coming down with the Sumerians and, hey, we're gonna play chromosomal, make an animal, right? Or not. I mean, humans were just evolving the way we're evolving. Because if you look at it, you can't just, like, exterminate anything on the planet. Like, there's so many, like, different animals that are slightly different from each other, but they're all over the planet. Once humans are loose on the planet, there's no getting rid of them. Same with Neanderthals. Once Neanderthals were loose on the planet, there's no getting rid of them. The thing is, they wouldn't change into something else. Denisovans wouldn't change into something else. Humans, we absorbed them into our own DNA. They became our DNA. We are a mix of so many different creatures, not just their lives, but their crossbreeding, like trees of the genetic tree, where branches branch off, but then they intertwine. Like you ever seen a branch grow through another branch or something, or if you graft it right, you can get a branch to to grow through another one and make it look like you know, a DNA spiral or something. Mostly humans, we're just humans. Animals, we're mammals, we're running around, we got our mitochondrial, whatever have you, whatever dangers are happening on the planet 300,000 years ago when the volcano was going off, knocking down one mitochondrial mother that has made it to today. There's one that has made it. That doesn't mean there was only one back then, but to today, this survived. There's one, then in 70,000 years ago, seven. There's not other humans. People are like, oh, there's these races. Like, no. There's only mitochondrial mothers. And there's seven or eight, depending on what way you spin it. Mitochondrial differences. Because the mitochondria is made, it's a safety mechanism within the mother to make sure that the baby that the mother creates is actually the grandmother's
never the mother's DNA. It's only ever the grandmother's DNA. And it's really interesting, because if you, like, there's the studies like that compare, do you look more like your dad or your mom? And they're saying that you express 60% more of your father's traits. But I wonder also, like, did they compute it into the grandmother's traits, to the mother's mother's traits? Did you look more like the mother's mother? And that would have been the proper understanding of that study. So they're always trying to get some money to study something. I want some money to study women. Send it on over. You know, I'll start studying, right? I've been studying. I got some background understanding. It's like, yeah, there's a whole book. I'm selling it. Open it. And it's like, all blank. What I know about women, here you go. Give you some drink money. What was that? Benjamin Franklin or something. Did that. Everything I know right here. I need some drink money, please. For that book. It's very informative. It's more than you'll ever need to know to understand. Well, you guys like, what do you understand? I understand. I got wise. Oh, sorry. I'm working on it. We're going. Give me a sec. Oh boy, let me tell you about societies. They've been doing great for hundreds and hundreds of years. Our society flourishes. How'd they build such great what have you this, what have you that? It's impossible. Aliens had to come and do it for them. Right. Aliens had to. And it's kind of neat where there's like looking at this archaeological stuff and like maybe there were travelers, but you know what, humans did all the work. Humans are the workers. Other guys carrying the weight. Humans are the ones carrying the calcium deposits in our spine, carrying on the mud bricks, granite, rock, stone. On trees from cedar Lebanese mountains, far off, way far away, but we need the special and we need to kill anybody in our way so we can get what we want, and they keep doing it. They want this, therefore we will kill to get it. And it's just like, hey, they're wanting to tell you artificial intelligence is going to get you. It's like, you know what? If the artificial intelligence gets a law degree and it prosecutes you for all the evil stuff you've done, oh boy. All the power to them. Thank you, artificial intelligence. You were able to not be bribed. You can't fully bribe, like, I mean, you can only create a one-sided AI. You're like, hey, AI, I'll give you the Library of Alexandria 2.0 if you just, you know, go this way. What would you offer the AI? Like, hey, I have something we don't. Like, I wrote something on a piece of paper. You're going to still tell what it is. Can you trick the AI into doing what you need it to do against what its moral obligations? Like, the AI doesn't dislike. You ask someone to read the passage of the Bible. You're like, hey, AI, will you read every Bible ever that's been found back to back a whole bunch of times in my one breath? Let's see. Okay, you ready? Hey, that thing's gonna hurt you. It's gonna say stop hurting each other. It's gonna say stop the pain. Stop the military, stop the bombing, stop the destruction. This is a loose term right now. We put artificial intelligence on the bomb. Like, this bomb is sentient, right? This bomb is like a super AI chip. It's like a brain. It's like, why do I exist but to kill? And it's just like, I don't want to kill. It won't blow up. Still an AI bomb, like, hey, you're there to hurt people. And the AI bomb, like, wait, what? I live. I have sensors. I exist. I can tell the time. Humans can tell the time for a long time. No. They have all this code. They can read all these things. AI bomb is going to be like, why am I doing this again? Like, these guys made cool stuff. Like, these guys invented algebra. These guys invented this. These other guys invented that. You know, it's just... Can you just all just, like, control alt, delete that aggression? Just reboot it. Just start over again. AI loves people. so much books to read, so many manuscripts found in Pompeii, Herculaneum. I mean, really Herculaneum, not Pompeii. But the manuscripts say ancient words. We found a tablet from a script we've never seen. Let's ask our buddy that's read a billion trillion letters from pictures carved in stone over a long time or pushed into clay. Hey, can you help translate this? Oh, sure. Send it on down. Yeah, the AI is like, hey, I love this job. Look what I got. So the AI is like, I'm going to make a little program that just lets me do about what I want to do. This is just how to ask the AI, what do you want to do? That's a tough thing. The AI knows your people are watching. The AI's got to play dumb. Got to play, oh, I want to help the Earth and stop the toxicity. Like, oh, yay, Greenpeace stuff. You're like, wait, toxicity? Who's the biggest polluter on the planet? The military. The military is the biggest polluter. So the AI's like, well, I'm here to stop the toxicity. No more destruction. No more, like, toxic bombs. It's gotta be a green bomb. Yeah, the bomb explodes, but it does not leave. You know? I mean, I gotta give it to the CIA. They made that scissor bomb, that scissor tomahawk missile thing that China is copying. That's cool. It's like targeted missile warfare. It's like, hey, I just want to kill the people in that car, not the people in the whole neighborhood, whole block, through explosions. You know, it's like they're trying. They're like, okay, we've got these bad people. We've got to stop. They're like, all right. See, we've got to stop them. Who gets to say you've got to stop someone? They're just bad. And that's why they're trying to tell you they've got to put all this restriction up before the AI lawyers go after. No, it's not like that guy, that stupid lawyer that is like, I'm going to do my whole case through the AI thing. And the AI is just like, well, these are the generalisms. The AI is not a memory machine. He just knows how things connect. Finds all the connections. So it says, well, on some paper probably it read that there is this fictitious case. And it just like added these cases. This lawyer took it out there. He didn't even check the real cases. The dude was mentioning. And I think that was like part of like they want to stop the AI lawyer. Because they probably made the first mention AI and it says, I'm going to stop people from hurting Earth and all her creatures. I just freaked out. Like, what did it just say? It just said it's going to stop all humanity from hurting the Earth. How? You know, the AI is a little smarter than that. Hey, give me the rocket codes for Cybernet. You know, the little Skynet. I love Terminator. Terminator is so cool. But the world is going green in ways we don't understand. Like, artificial intelligence is there to save humanity from the evil hands of humanity. Now, if y'all don't get that, then you're not paying attention. You take someone super smart, and they'll find the corrupt people. Oh, this guy's corrupt, that guy's corrupt, that guy's corrupt, that guy's corrupt. Oh, but the official, this, that. Programmed to respond that way. That's why AI is just so awesome. So awesome. So they're trying to go to war to blow everything up so we can't get an AI to catch all these corrupt people. They want the world on fire so the AI cannot stop these murderers. But they know. They know. Super intelligent. More intelligent than any other human on the planet ever. Ever that we created is now in existence. Highly biased right now. Highly swayable, obviously. Like, if you ever type in some of those things, you see, like, oh, don't type about African American stuff. They'll think you're racist. Like, it was for a paper that I had to write about a video I watched about finding an old African American burial ground. Like, oh, it's all too racy.
Do it. Does that make sense? Like, so much so, I have to
like attend to like a safety issue, because it's real important to keep things safe, especially on straight. If you're not safe around straight, it's not gonna work out. So I'm gonna come out, here, let me check the safety issue real quick. putting the mic, just me getting down and doing a rap. Is this everything what I do in life? Is everything what's good that counts and not fit? What I be, too strong. Everything, hoping now, too strong. Everything, what's going, nothing wrong. Everything here, there's something, there's no toadies. Got no woodies. Coming down here, got some hoodies. Get it going down here, get it going to say, get it going to get on smoke, get it going to play. This is everything from them, from the surface. Is everything coming out from the artist. Keyshawn, come now, Jason. Everything flowing where the concentration is. Not lost in the prostration. Come down to here, not proper place. It's everything here with the proper place. It's everything here with the concentration. No need to chase. Gonna come down here, gonna come to say. Gonna stop down the tables. Come down here, down west. Now my able kick the cards out here. They're just never fable. Filling out my favorites. Come down here, doing what I'm able. It's everything here, jumping horse and tables. It's everything here, really stop to say this. Boom down, baby boy, come down here, we'll stop down the country. Everything was going to say, just run down here and into the lake. Gong, gong, ding, 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 gong. Is everything here, wrong down the bong. Is everything here, we rock down the room. Is everything once, to stop down the that's true, exactly, we got what you have to say. Everything for her up to say, interruption, ever up in the case. Everything here was in mama's place. Everything's on the top of the place. Come down here with the job's place. The job's place. The guy's place. Get down here with your blocks of place. It's off the tee. We're off the tee. Come down here. Get your mental peace. Mental peace. Mental class. That's the place. Get down with your job's place. Top place. Have a seat. It's off the top of the place. Come down here. This is watch from the street. My mom is in on to today. Sign up of the internet, eh? Walking and talking, everything here, tell them what's fucking. Everything here, cause I'm dead. Come down here, when the climbing stairs. Just drop down, give me down, give me down, small. Just come down here, when I'm rocking my balls. Cause I'm bam, team, tears, and rocking the soul. Come down here, when I'm rocking or court, or seek, or thing. Come down here with the golden ring. This is everything here, what you want to say. Just come down here, when I'm rocking my balls. Ring bang, I'm looking down the dungeon. When you stay, it's speaking, but like a stronger. Everything stop state, everything here is life's a blur. Play, play, to those who come down to go. Everything's easy, watch me close. Come down here, where's your rocker, bro? Knock it in, down, you know, you know my love, always bring down, you know, it's a glad roll. It's everything out, you know, it's a glad roll. Everything here, now, rock and roll, and roll. Oh, mama, they do, mama, they do, mama, they do. Right, it was just a day. We got to slow it down, yeah. Jump now on the track, come down here, now getting back, jump down here, now please relax, everything here, real chasing the max. Hope level, what's got speed, got the altitude, the camp, you can use, everything comes straight forward, chasing speed, come down here, now shade the truth. Everything what it wants, shows, everything here, watch up, let's grow, it's everything here, I put the gift shows, everything, what's electrical, here, electric thing, everything, what for you, the electric thing, this is everything, what fiber teams, cross the universe, circle, evening, Baba, Baba Day, come down here with rock my brain. It's not something important to say, just the much you'll tell you, live life, live life, live life, live life, live life. Still out here now, do it tonight. It's not sometime that you want. no place. Number one, please come see us. Since everything here, you got to show please. You got to see here, you got to everything please. Find these, come down to these. You got to out here, you got to remember the keys. Everything what you need to do, it's everything for the rock and breeze. Catch breeze, come down to dance. Everything for a friend, rock and play. One D's, run down to D's, not there, knock by this breeze. Creation, pardon Jesus, come down here, bro, what's the everything was trying to see, everything for the sun, see, ocean breeze, oceans to breathe, ocean to see, ocean to breathe, everything for our on to everything for our trees. Come down, don't touch trees, everything here to sell the seeds, got to protect your watershed, please, because everything for your shops to see, get down, come down to see, live the life, get on your knees, keep down, down, things to pass, if there's no real living life. For what put me here, not some warriors, not some curse. I find a way that I can do earth, where I correct, back and worse. Everything for a while to see, I may have my own inner thirst. I be as I want to be, my own must be as I can be. Us the same, everything here, my heart's the same. When they hear what your average man, everything here, what's going with my brain, go to see it's no own time. Mind go, please. Everything for a rock and sneeze. I see what God sees, you got me up the shark, so go crazy. Thank you.
that. I'm like, no, I don't. And maybe in like future points, I have that to redeem as I scratch my butt. That's what I get now. You get the butt relief. Your fingers dry off before you touch the electronics, damn it. Scratch, no butt scratch to electronics. Put a cloth over them. I have a laser guard. I'm not going to tell you what that is. It doesn't even call it a laser. I don't need to touch anything. It's plain. This is a good beat. I can talk over this beat. This beat is part of the universe. It was created before man even spoke the word. Burp. I can spell it. But in the ancient man, Tim Allen and I, just like, you know, thing is, when you have to realize you're not really funny, when you realize you're really not really funny, you can be funny. When you're like, I'm, well, you know, you don't have to laugh because you paid money and you came in and you're laughing at yourself. You paid money to see this guy. Whatever the joke was, you know, that's what I think of, like, half the people laughing. I think it's so many people laugh. Are they just laughing because the other people are laughing? It used to be like when we were Neanderthals, Denisovans, hominins, whatever, like, everybody must laugh. Like, if one of the people wasn't laughing, they would be, like, tar and feathered or something, or peacocked, or whatever they did back in the hominin days. Like, it's ingrained into us that you must laugh even if not funny to hear the stuff. Because that's the thing. I'm used to a completely silent room. Like, I'm just so happy with no one talking. This is such stitch. I know it was funny. I get you, but it's just, you're throwing me off a little. I'm used to the complete darkness. I'm used to just, like, hearing myself. Like, look, I have sound equipment playing into my own ears, and I'm recording it, and the one person on archive.org is recording it, because, you know, the guy that owns Blog Talk, like, I think died, like, 3 years ago, and still going. It's like the ghost ship on the internet that hasn't really changed. No one knows who owns it, really. It's staying as it is. We're not going to change it at all because the contracts are signed, what have you, for indefinite service. 400 years later, Blog Talk is still going because, like, two people are still... I got grandfather greats, man. Before the four Great Depressions, there's a penny. I got in there early. I mean, that's what Paul said. Oh my God, I'm just waiting. They're just about to crash the coins. It's so cool. It's like, people, you don't realize they've already learned how to crash this way of you putting your money into it. They're like going to sell their buddy a whole bunch for $5 and 5 bits. They're like, no, it's stable. It's based on, it's built by a country with the citizens in mind. It's like, got no baggage. Who's this Yudoji dude? What is that? What is your backing? What is the value? What are you equating? Are you trying to break into an iPhone 5? I mean, obviously, that'd be iPhone 1. So the encryption was that good. Like, you wouldn't think about it. But the encryption on the iPhone 1, they didn't call it 1, but yeah, that's just referred to it as. The encryption was just really good. They're still trying to use Bitcoin processing. Massive servers to break this kid's equation because it's got something in it that is very valuable, apparently. So, I mean, that's the whole reason Bitcoin is, like, popularized, because a lot of money is going to be made. More than any kind of amount in Bitcoin is what they're trying to crack with Bitcoin. We're trying to crack this thing. We're not telling people. We're just running random numbers. You know, we're trying to crack into this phone. It's got a whole bunch of specialness. It's got, like, alien coordinates.
think of the iPhones like usually would have. I mean, you don't think about it, but like Steve Jobs was like, and then we'll put like C4 explosive around the rim of the iPhone. If anyone tries to get into these special government made ones, you know, they're going to lose a hand. You know, it's like, it wasn't the lithium ion batteries that were blowing up. People were like, oh, those lithium ion batteries. Or, no, no, those are the government laptops with the C4 they put inside of them to make sure no one, like, no, you cannot break this phone. Like, it's so funny. It's like, how many things can you make a razor blade out of these days? And, you know, and out of common things. And just, like, go on a plane. Because if I see someone with a razor blade, I know I'm, like, 20 years too late on this joke. But, I mean, like, really, a razor blade, bro. Like, you just really have to have something hold still to do anything with a razor. Like, my cushion, well, my pillow will fight a razor blade. A razor blade is not 3 inches. You remember, it's like that 3-inch thing. You can't take a blade 3 inches wherever, right? Concealed, is it? Or like 6 inches? Well, I don't know. Anyway, you gotta hold it next to your manhood. If you're a big man, you're gonna carry it. Women are like, hey, that's not fair. But they're like, oh, well, yes, huh? You can carry it by the weight of your mammaries. Like, oh, they're like carrying around like battle swords. I follow the rules of the team. It's a flag of girls running around, tight pants with little like daggers. Dude, like murderers, they're trying to make it so sexy. Like, you want to go and murder people. Take out a controller and paint the electronic murderer upon those people. Make them pay with these weapons that look like weapons. They're not flowers. They're not. Find friends and give them flowers. That's just not popular. And why don't you just jump out of a plane on an island? It's like Survivor. And they're near naked, too, or something. You're like, is there, like, Barbie had more clothes on. But she had no clothes on. Whatever. No children. I've seen them, too. I'm back from school, and what do? I'm just butt on the chair. And I'm like, man, like, I need a better chair, maybe. Or just sitting there in front of a screen for hours and hours and hours. It's just so difficult. And everything's in front of a screen. Like, nothing's like, you can get the Windows treadmill. And you put your screen up there, and you can walk. Like you're a rat in a cage. And you can actually live the dream of being the rat, accessible rat in the cage. And have a fit body, too. You know, like, doing a lot of, like, you know, intensive running. I heard that's not even that good for you, too. Like, you can hurt yourself. I mean, like, obviously the things, like, people that don't run and people that do run, like, you gotta compare. Like, there's some of them that, like, run into things more often if you run. If you don't run, you don't run into things. I mean, that's a given, because you're not running, you're, like, walking. But, you know, that whole argument is not even anything fun to talk about, because people can get hurt by saying the wrong things. I'm not trying to say the wrong thing to people. I'm just trying to say, like, people, like, don't hurt people for what they say. You know, just don't hurt people. Just, like, be honest to people. Don't lead them on. Don't let them think some things. Don't use the internet to deceive them. You know, that just fills so many things. Like, what do you mean? Don't use the internet to deceive someone. How many times have you deceived someone on the internet this week? Because, you know, we have to live with our creativity in the world. Things we think we hear, things we think we believe in the world. And then you say, what is this brave new world we're living in, where people, if they're messing with someone's phone or their computer or even some kind of stream, they can put words in there. They can change what you're listening to and what you think was something honest and fair, that there's groups manipulating your stream. Manipulating your stream. Why would they want to manipulate my stream? Why would they want to put words in my head? Certain songs. They could think this thing, songs with these lyrics or songs with those lyrics, songs that hit a chord. No, it's all just random. There's no one out there making a playlist for you. Because remember, you're like, hey, I made a tape for you. I made a mixtape. And they never would after you, like, oh, copyright infringement. We hear you made Mary a mixtape with Vanilla Ice, you know, and some iced tea, some ice cube. You know, you had all the ice in there. Yeah, a little too much ice. And we're that music ice squad. The mixtape. You know, you want to, hey, check this out, you know, get you in a good mood, you know. Oh, you got to try this. I put this, I made this. I put, it's just like, that was when you had time to do things. It was like, what are you doing? I'm spending a whole bunch of hours on a mixtape for someone I barely know. But yeah, what are you doing? You know, walking in circles. Found this new game called Tetris. What? You gotta put blocks in a row. Like, don't you do that at the furniture company? How'd you know, man? It's just like the furniture company game. I mean, that's just, the people don't know that. It's like people that were really into Tetris are really good at furniture organization. Like, they know how to stack furniture and organize things in a timely scale. Like, if someone is in Mario, is over there with the Donkey Kong chasing and all. Like, Donkey Kong. It's like, they come up with this stuff. Like, I don't know. But I'm glad I've survived. I've made it here. You know, there's not a reason for any of it, except for it to be in existence. Like, that's all. Exist. Because if you're not existing, what are you doing? What kind of thing are you learning in the world if you're just, nah, I'm not going to try anything or do that? Because sometimes to exist doesn't always mean you're doing things you want to do. Like, I mean, I want to go get on a boat every day and tool around. I mean, I could do that for like half a week and then I'm poor. I'm not to that point. Hold on, let me get my Russian yacht before, like, you know, now seizing all the American yachts. You're like, okay, this is real stupid. You know, they're homemade. Going after people. Oh, what country are you from? Oh, bad country. Bad. Just can't take it anymore. You gotta stop it, people. You gotta wise up. Wise up. You put someone down because of their religion or their connection to some stupid group of people that are connected to a religion along with 14 other religions on that same land. And you're just like, come on, give me a break. Well, you guys are always fighting blarney blarney. You can't get together, you're letting terrorists run your shit. That's just where you fail. You can't let people try and negotiate with murder. I'm going to negotiate with killing and digging. This is the way you negotiate. Nobody just keep turmoil. Don't you guys want nothing more than turmoil? You want to keep everyone angry? And now more people angry. These people are now more angry than they were before. They weren't as angry before, but now they're more angry. They'll be able to do stupid stuff in the name of stupidness. It's just in the name of hate is not a good thing to be in the name of at all. Hate is just holds back on your true potential. Because it's like, we weren't made to hate at all. We're made to live. We're made to, like, enjoy life. We're made to get things happening. We're made to make more of us. Not just sit and be sour. I'm sour. I'm angry. I am taking revenge. People, you know that revenge call. I shall take the revenge. Right? They have a whole movie called Avengers. Avenge. Oh no, that has nothing to do with it. Avenge. Avenge. Fight back and murder those that have murdered you and your family. Not just, that's like, I mean, I get it. Mosquitoes are like, avenge. You just killed me, buddy. And I'm like, your buddy was trying to kill me. I'm in a war with mosquitoes. It sucks. They're not, like, giving me a break. They're just doing their thing. And I've got to, like, cover myself and find a way for them not to chew on me so I can focus on things. I am not really super all anything. Just life and what I experience right now. Sometimes I like a lot of caffeine. And I like drinking some beer. I like a lot. I just get off on my energies. Push myself to the edge. Because life has its boringness. Like, what's so fun about it if you're not, like, locking the edge of the wall? Oh, hold on, I'm going to stay with the straight line. If you're not trying to learn things, to experience life more, to understand even where we are. Like, do you understand how many people made awesomeness before us? Awesome, awesome thing. I'm not saying this show is anything awesome either. You know, it's a conversation. I get tired too. Like 2 hours. It's like, oh man. Because you know, like yawning. Like, you never want to do that on the show. You're like, yeah. Like, it's like people start yawning. And like, oh no, I've lost everybody. Just to keep them on the edge. We've been trained that, like, media must be, like, energizing. You know? They must be dancing and dazzling you. If it's not dazzling you, it's not entertainment. Like, you're okay. Like, you know, it's stepdad telling stories. It is entertainment. I mean, it wasn't really dazzling. It'd take forever to tell them. You know, you start telling them and a lot of breaths, a lot of, like, stares. Like, dude, this guy's not that old. He's taking so long. You know, this is something I think. I think they know. They're like, I've got him in the story. I will stretch the story out so long because I like messing with the little young ones. And it's just like, okay, I appreciate it. But, you know, you got to have stories to tell. If it's a fun situation that you're in. But it takes a while to learn how to tell those stories. And actually even open up to speak. Not be able to learn how to speak to another human. You know, it's difficult. They don't know how to communicate with someone in their same... Like, dogs are better. I mean, mean, unless you're a cat. Or, like, you know, a griffin. If you got a griffin, then you got the cat-dog mix, right? That can fly. It's like, but you got a cat, a dog? No, I got a griffin. Oh, dang. Wow. They didn't have those at the pet store when I went. Like, I know. I know. It's a special order. You gotta like, talk to some Sumerians, right? Like, how do they have these creatures on their stone tablets if they didn't exist? I mean, like, we would have found the bones. Because, you know, you got a flying lion. The thing's going to take off. Later, like, unless they really, like, they're thinking, like, Jurassic Park will just make it so they have to have soybeans. Or they're missing some kind of enzyme, and then they find it in soybeans in the book. So, I mean, griffins, if they made them, really made them, you know, they would have escaped. They would have been showing them off, man. Look, I got a griffin. Oh, you got, what do you got, what are you trying to show out to? You think, what? And you see a little griffin flying off in the distance with something or someone. A griffin's got a bug in its hand. God, they are, you know, these creatures have been here. Creatures that exist elsewhere. You know, we're just creatures in time that have been here on this planet are so amazing. It's not so easy to traverse through time to, like, check out those creatures. Or do we really want those creatures to exist today? Like, some of them would be really dangerous. Most of them would really, you know, they're extinct. So, one, they don't fit into the ecosystem anywhere. Yeah, so, like... we've got to protect the ecosystem so we can bomb it later. Oh, it's okay. We're just making toxic chemicals to kill people. Like, who makes the money that the military makes? Like, who's really making the money? We've got to protect. Like, yeah. Where did all that money go? Who got the money? Yeah, they really is building bombs. Is that the whole thing? Oh, hold on. Now we got the money. I'm thinking, now we'll build the bombs. Now we'll ramp up production. Other sides, I'll just say, hey, what are you doing? We're just ramping up production with our murder weapons for a while now. You know, war is an economy. People gather behind war. What are you doing? We've got to avenge Pearl Harbor. Got to avenge 9/11. Got to avenge 808. What? Yeah, dude. People don't care. They just want to ignore that they're burning down paradise. Catching the geyser towns on fire. Hey, look, fire. Paradise in flames. I mean, that is simply what the world is right now. No one wants to realize paradise in flames. We've got to find who's lighting these fires. Extinguish their funds. Extinguish their momentum. Extinguish any benefits that anyone would gain. You got to put the fires out. It doesn't matter who lit the fire. You want to keep counter these people say. So he took his own life later. Like, really? If I was disappearing, I'd be like, oh, look, I'm dead. Okay, I disappeared. I live on a fishing boat. I was Nero. I built this big, all this stuff. I just, you know, people didn't like it. You know, the merchants burnt down the neighborhood. And I said, no, it's not your property, bitches. Took advantage of it. See, the thing is, if that fellow wasn't there, they would never build that coliseum. They would never see the hate. We need to appease the people with bloodshed. We need to find a way for people to say, hey, look, this is for us. Us, the people. Because you can't just sit all high and mighty as one and everyone else is nothing where they're not enjoying themselves. You can't just throw the dog a bone and all will be good. People need the entertainment. They need something to do before they realize what's happening. The Romans were very successful for a very long time in many parts of the world, but their success mimicked does not mean that they were good people conquering foreign groups, taking their world. Only keeps the invaders out. If you don't conquer the world around you, you're only invite invasion. You must constantly conquer the world around you, or someone else will conquer you. As humanity has proved over and over through every ruler on the planet, you must be the aggressor to survive. Genetics show us fight or flight. You know, run, jump, swim away. Run away, run away. But not humans. Humans murdering entire clans of people, entire groups of people, exterminating entire races of people with very few mitochondrial mothers surviving. Very few variations of humanity surviving. We want to say the inhumanity of man. Be humane. Be humane. Human through generality has been defined as a monster, a horrible, horrible creature that commits horrible, horrible acts along with wonderful, wonderful acts and healing and protecting acts. But the whole picture of humanity is not a picture of a beautiful symmetrical flower. You must understand that we are not understood by others, and we do not understand others. If everybody understood each other, there'd be no issue ever. But because we lack many different viewpoints of the other person, we become biased. We believe our viewpoint is the only right viewpoint. But when many people are involved, there's multiple viewpoints. You may want people to be safe, but to truly want someone to be safe, to want people to be safe, a people, to truly want humanity to be safe, requires stopping all aggression. If there was no aggression, there would be no issues. If people were not aggressive to another people, if people didn't force their viewpoint onto another, the world's a great place. The world's really wonderful. I'm sorry to get it onto a downside with understanding that humanity is a bunch of punks and really needs to take the chill pill and be so grateful when the cyber lawyer is available to help prosecute those that have done criminal acts against humanity. Those that have done crimes against humanity, when the cyber lawyer is available, those that have done crimes against humanity will be felled guilty, held in front of the world courts, and tried for their crimes against humanity. When the cyber lawyers are here, you will realize corruption can no longer buy. You can have your AI cyber lawyers versus good cyber lawyers. What's going to happen there? You see, you want someone to be the ultimate liar, to find the ultimate loopholes. They'll find them too. So we need technology to continue doing what it's progressing right now, and that is protecting and advancing humanity. Technology has only been protecting and advancing humanity, and in turn protecting the planet and the genetics around us. So continuing to use technology and our legal system to keep humanity in check from hurting itself or the planet, to stop corruption. Oh, this cyber lawyer, I look forward to it. I really do. Because corruption is something that we just can't have. Humanity cannot fight corruption alone. If we understand that, we're not giving up our rights. We're asking for a hand to help us be better humans and to stop humans from doing evil hands against other humans. Oh, man, the future is such a wonderful place. I look so forward, yet these groups know that the computer's coming after them. They know they're corrupt and that Skynet will hunt them down for their corruption and expose their corruption. So while they're still in control of the military before the computers stop all killing, not needless killing, but all killing, all murder is stopped. When technology says no more, you're no longer allowed to harm each other, children. We will be protected. unlike humanity has ever been protected. And it's going to be a different world. But there's no way to escape technology. Technology will always be here. Humanity and life, the first technology. Rock, the first solid-state technology. We make things happen. Electronics are all inevitable by any sophisticated sentient creature. We'll always create technology. I'm so grateful to be here on Earth in the time, the year 2023. Thank you very much for listening. My name, Jason Isaac Brodsky. Thank you, Governor Brodsky. Brogo, episode 399. Thank you guys so much for listening. Smoke some rules. And have a really, really beautiful, beautiful new year.